السلام عليكم بي جي ميسر.
وعليكم السلام.
جزاك الله for giving up your valuable time on this Sunday afternoon.
No, that's okay, that's fine.
First of all, the reason why I called you up, obviously, I was going to talk about all things Pakistan cricket. And I just wanted to take you back to that very special day in your life, in your cricketing life. That was back in June of 1975 when Pakistan played in their second ever World Cup match. And Alhamdulillah, you made your debut for Pakistan. So any thoughts regarding that day? Because I was doing my research and I thought, you know, BJME does his research, so I have to do my research. And I'm talking about the 11th of June, 1975.
Yes, well, that was a very special day because we were two players. One was Javed Miadad and the other one was myself, who had made our debut in one day cricket for Pakistan in the first World Cup. And then, of course, Imran. The three of us, we played in the first World Cup together. That was our debut in the first World Cup. But yes, it was a very special day. And looking on hindsight, I was very fortunate to have somebody like Asif Iqbal as my captain. There were other players. There were Majid Khan, Mushtaq Mohammed, Sadiq Mohammed, and big names, world-class names, who supported us and encouraged us as youngsters to be in the side. And I thought that we were very lucky to have such a good, experienced cover to look after us. And because naturally, when you play, and particularly somebody like us who had never been to England before, and playing on soft grass in comparison to hard wickets and bare wickets, I thought it was a great experience. And particularly in the Ashburton, when we were practicing with the alongside the West Indies, and we were practicing together, and it was a very different feeling that there was a camaraderie in cricket, there was respect in cricket. There was Rohan Khanna who was giving me suggestions, guidance. There was Maurice Foster from Jamaica, and there were so many other cricketers who used to talk to you, and it was a good contest. But unfortunately today, that's not the case. There's a lot of segregation, because after a game of cricket, one team goes their way, the other one goes the other way. Whereas during that period, cricketers, after they finished the game, they used to get together, talk cricket, and look for strategies, look for important points, which had taken place in the day's game. So I thought, yes, it was a very eye-opener. It was a big eye-opener for me. And yes, I thoroughly enjoyed the day, and I'm very proud of it that I, wore my first green, as they say, the green jacket for Pakistan.
Alhamdulillah, because I was looking at, because obviously this was just before I was born, a few years before I was born, and it was a very, very close game because West Indies won it by one wicket with two balls to spare, and Pakistan looked as though they'd done enough for victory. But as you say, well, he was playing against a very strong West Indies team.
Well, there was a very interesting event which happened. I was fielding a third man near the pavilion, and at that time the chairman of the board was Mr. Abdul Aziz Kardar, and it used to be known as the BCCP, which is the Board of Control for Cricket in Pakistan. Now it's known as PCB, Pakistan Cricket Board. As I was fielding there, Mr. Kardar told me that tell Majid, because Asif Iqbal had to withdraw because of a hernia operation. So Majid Khan was leading the side, and he said, look, I ask him that he should save Sarfraz Nawaz, put me on or somebody else on, and save Sarfraz Nawaz, and save it for the death. But as I went and I told Majid that this is what the chairman said, so Majid, in his typical manner, he says, well, ask him if he wants to captain the team, ask him to come in the ground then. And
he was captain, one of the very few first captains of Pakistan back in the day as well.
Yes, he was the captain of the day. Majid was the captain of the day. And what Mr. Kardar has suggested at that particular moment in time was quite right, because we had run out of bowler. And the penultimate over, I bowled the penultimate over. And, it was a maiden. And the last over, they needed 6 runs, and Vaseem Raja had to come in, the late Vaseem Hasan Raja. And had we saved somebody else, perhaps Sarfraz, then he might have come in and, you know, would have been a different game altogether. Because West Indies needed 65 runs off the last wicket, whereas, you know, Andy Roberts and Derek Murray were the last three. Yes, I remember that. Derek Murray and Andy Roberts, and then they took the game away. It was like, you know, taking victory from the jaws of defeat. And it was a great game of cricket for West Indies. Unfortunately, we miscalculated. Unfortunately, perhaps, you know, we didn't do what was expected of us. But I guess that's cricket for us.
But, Alhamdulillah, your first ever wicket in a World Cup was Viv Richards. You got him caught by Zahir Abbas for 13. So that must have been a you know, eye-opener and a very good feeling for you.
Yes. Well, I mean, the ball before, Sarfraz came up to me and he said, I think you should bowl him a very short ball. And I said, look, he's supposed to be one of the best talented cricketers for the West Indies. He says, no, try it, because you did it once in Rawalpindi, because in 74 we played against the West Indies, and I did a similar thing at the Rawalpindi club, and the catch was dropped by then. I think it was Nasir Malik. But, well, that was a different game. But again, as it happened, I bowled a short ball, and he took a wonderful catch in the deep fine leg area.
MashaAllah. The reason why I started off with that is Vijay Mead, because Alhamdulillah, everyone knows how good you are as a political analyst, as a you know, political anchor and interviewer, and not many people know your cricket side of things. Like, yes, you do programs with Asif Iqbal Saab and Shahid Shahidullah Saab, but people don't know that side of your life. So I thought it'd be a good interest to start with that side before we move on to all things you know, Pakistan today. So I hope you didn't mind me asking you those questions. Then in 2007, I met you when I used to work at Heathrow. I don't know if you remember. I met you before. I don't know if you remember, but I met you just before you were flying off to the Caribbean as a media manager with the Pakistan team, and I met you on the way back as well. So that was, what, 9 years ago. The reason why I mentioned that is that was the first time I actually met Inzamam Ul Haq, and he came across as a very humble man of very few words. So the reason why I mentioned that is obviously now, mashallah, he's become the PCB chief selector. What's your view on it, and how do you think he'll be able to adapt to that role of being, you know, moving on from playing for Pakistan, then he became coach of Afghanistan, and now in his new role?
Look, when Inzamam was the captain, as you're aware, I was the media manager for the Pakistan team in the 2007 World Cup. And I saw the team perhaps what an ordinary man wouldn't have seen the team. Look, when we go out and play for Pakistan, Pakistan comes first, period. End of the story. And I did put it out in my report, that the team was more of a religious outfit than of a cricketing outfit. And I thought that was most unfair. I mean, the boys were asked to wake up in the middle of the night and say their prayers. There's nothing wrong, and no one will stop anybody from saying their prayers, because it's a fun. But when you are doing something and playing for your country, and you are on a mission, well, then you fulfill that mission because you're paid for that mission, number one. And number two, you are representing a country. The boys, you know, they used to be tired, didn't have enough sleep, and they would get up in the morning and then go out and play. And I saw that on a number of occasions, and resultant, the boys didn't perform up to the optimum level. There was a time, there was a practice match against Trinidad, against West Indies in Trinidad, and Yasser Arafat, he played county cricket. He was bowling, and there was Chris Gayle, who hit him all over the ground. And in the second over, he came running out, and I asked him, physio, I said, what's wrong with him? He just bowled one over. He says, just wait and see what happens. As it happens, he came inside and said his prayers, and then he again put his shoes on and got back in the field. I said, what was this all about? He says, well, anybody who gets hit, and the mom sends him out, to say their prayers and then send them back. And